Geeks magazine.
Petr Žáček is celebrating. For years he has risked going to prison in order to build his dream house, but now he's safe. A recent ruling by the country's Supreme Court, which said it was not illegal to grow marijuana, will allow Petr to build his marijuana house without fear of getting arrested. Petr uses his own building materials, growing technical marijuana on a small field, drying it and weaving it together to make the walls and roof of his house. He says that marijuana is not only a highly ecological building material, it is energy-saving as well. Although he uses technical marijuana, which is unsuitable for drug use, he has been in trouble with the authorities over his building material. The police have been keeping a close eye on him, and recently one of the tests on his marijuana plants revealed a slightly higher level of THC than permissible. Petr Žáček got a suspended sentence, which meant that even a small transgression would land him in prison. But he wasn't giving up on his dream house, and he went on building it with every new harvest from his little field. Now he knows he can finish it and show it off to reporters without fear of reprisals. It's not likely to set a fashion, but for Petr Žáček, finishing his unusual house is now the most important thing in the world. When did you last check the ringing tone on your mobile phone? Fashion-conscious Czechs are obsessed with having the latest melody, and there's plenty to choose from. Unbelievably, we're now being told that your mobile melody will not only let others know what kind of person you are, but you can also use it to attract the opposite sex, like pheromone perfumes, if you believe that sort of thing, of course. A certain internet page from which you can download the ringing tone say they guarantee that with their pherotone you can get a partner within an hour. Just get someone to ring you a few times while you hang around your chosen target. The melodies will allegedly stir that part of the brain which has to do with sexual attraction and sexual appetite. So expect the guy to throw himself at you within the next 10 minutes. I should add that the pharo ringing tones differ for men and women, so do be careful with lending and borrowing. Good luck, and be careful who you stand next to when expecting a call. That kind of thing could be extremely dangerous. Forty-three-year-old Czech globetrotter Petr Janda is the only man in the world to have biked down from Mount Kenya. He did it 3 times using a specially constructed mountain bike, and this year he set his heart on conquering Mount Kilimanjaro. He practiced for months in a deep stone quarry here in the Czech Republic, and when he was finally there and his goal seemed just within reach, he was in for a big disappointment. One of the national park keepers confiscated his bike because he had omitted to get a special permit for his Kilimanjaro bike ride. So, being there, he at least skied down the mountain, but it wasn't what he had intended, and he can't wait to get back armed with the required permit. Bugs and beetles. In some countries, they're considered a special delicacy, elsewhere a staple diet. But Czechs love collecting them. On the world entomology ladder, we are a superpower, says Vladislav Mali, a leading entomologist. Thousands of Czechs are said to be avid collectors, planning their holidays with respect to new beetle hunting grounds and returning home with thousands of new specimens for their collections. Going on holiday with these beetle enthusiasts is not great fun. On a good trip, I come back with around 10,000 beetles in my rucksack, Vladislav Malý says. Many come out at night, and on a good night, with a bit of luck, you can capture around 1,000 bugs and beetles. Well, although his wife and children could be forgiven for making their own holiday plans, there can never be too many collectors like him. Entomologists estimate that only around a third of all insect species still living on planet Earth have been registered. And due to logging in the Amazon rainforest, hundreds of them become extinct every year. People like Vladislav Malý help to map the great diversity of insects before it is too late. Did you know that the Czech Republic is said to have the largest equestrian statue in the world? And no, it is not the one of St. Wenceslas on the upper end of Wenceslas Square. The statue in question stands on Vítkov Hill and represents the fearless 14th century Hussite warrior Jan Žižka. Žižka's army was made up largely of simple peasants and townspeople untrained in arms. But what they lacked in training, Žižka made up for in military genius. His brazen ingenuity and raw patriotic courage made his armies invincible as they marched into battle singing, "Ye who are the soldiers of God." In the course of 14 years, Žižka repulsed 5 anti-Hussite crusades led by the Holy Roman Emperor Sigismund. Among Žižka's military innovations was the use of armored farm wagons equipped with cannons that could be continually fired while charging enemy lines. When on the defensive, the wagons would form a circle to protect foot soldiers within it and fire on the enemy without. In this way, Žižka anticipated modern tank warfare by nearly 500 years. Žižka died of the plague while leading his army into battle in 1424, and it is said that his dying wish was to have his skin made into drums so that he might lead his troops into battle even after his death. Today's Prague Žižkov district is named after the one-eyed warrior, and his statue, standing over 9 meters tall on Vítkov Hill, is billed as the largest equestrian statue in the world.